Fall is just around the corner, and home is the center of it all. At Ashley, seasonal decorating's a breeze with their range of designs and materials. Snuggle up on a family-friendly sectional or an ultra-modern sofa. Or gather outside and enjoy the crisp, cool air with a new fire pit or conversation set. From minor refreshes to total overhauls, Ashley has the essentials to make your home fall functional and fabulous. Shop in-store or visit ashley.com today.
Is that the new iPhone 15 Pro?
Oh yeah, it's made with titanium and the Pro camera is epic. Just got it at T-Mobile.
Nice.
Yeah, and I got their Go 5G Next plan, so now I have the freedom to upgrade my phone every year.
I gotta get to T-Mobile.
Take charge of your upgrades at T-Mobile.com.
Phone now via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. 1 year upgrade requires financing, qualifying device, and upgrading in good condition after 6 months with half paid off.
Always enjoy when we get a few minutes to chat with my next guest, and that is Drew Tranquil. Used to play for the Chargers from 2019 to 2022. In this offseason, said I'm going to stay in the AFC West, but I'm going to join the defending Super Bowl champions with the Kansas City Chiefs. And Drew is kind enough to join us right now. Drew, always appreciate the time. Thanks for it. How are you?
Hey, Zach. Doing well. Always a pleasure to speak with you as well.
Yeah, I appreciate you saying that. Let me start you off with last week up against the Jaguars. We know how good that offense can be. To hold them to 3 field goals and keep them out of the end zone, just kind of look back at the successful day that your defense did have.
Yeah, I thought we played really complimentary, good defense. I thought we covered well on the back end. I thought we rushed the passer well. And I think whenever you can kind of have that formula, you can find success. I thought, you know, we did a tremendous job in sudden change scenarios. You know, when we were put in a bad position down deep in their own territory, we were able to force them to 3 and played solid defense that way. So really excited about the way we played, and we just got to keep stacking days and getting better.
From afar, I thought it was so awkward, the Chris Jones situation, week 1, right? He's in the building, but he's not playing. And then he comes back in week 2, and they get the contract figured out. We all know his importance to the team. Just how about what Chris was able to give you guys on Sunday and the importance of him coming back and playing for the squad?
Yeah. I mean, being new to the team, it was my first time getting to see Chris play and being on the same side of the ball. And obviously, we know how tremendous of a player he is and kind of what he can bring to a team. And, we, you know, you saw that on that critical 4th down. You really saw it throughout the game. And so, you know, we're really excited to have him back and with us moving forward.
You being a defensive player in this league, you know how great of a player he is. But first time being able to play on the same defense as him, just what jumped out to you the most? Did anything surprise you, maybe a little bit better advertised than what you were hearing and seeing the last few years?
Yeah, I'd never seen him in person, and when I first did, I'm like, he's a lot bigger than I remember. He's massive, and you know, rushes with a lot of power, and has a lot of quickness for a guy, you know, his size. And so I'm really impressed with his game and, you know, kind of what he brings to the defense overall.
Drew Tranquil here with us. You know this, and I know this. When you have a team like the Chiefs, everyone's going to talk about Patrick Mahomes, how can't you, Andy Reid, and then also Travis Kelce. But your defense to start out this year, even up against Detroit, I thought you guys had a good defensive performance, and you hold Trevor Lawrence out of the end zone last week. Do you feel like this defense gets disrespected nationally, and is there a little chip on the shoulder of this defense?
Yeah, I don't know that we get disrespected defensively, but there's definitely a chip on your shoulder. And when you go against an offense, you know, as good as we have each and every day in practice and in training camp, you know, you build up a tolerance and a resiliency, you know, to tough situations and tough things schematically that an offense is going to challenge you with. And so, you know, we're thankful we get to see that each and every day and throughout training camp. And it really, I think, prepares us for the, you know, the long haul of the season. So, yeah, really excited, you know, and how we started, and we just got to keep it rolling here.
We'll talk about the Bears matchup in just a bit. I have a lot of respect for Steve Spagnuolo. A phenomenal defensive mind, and the championships speak for themselves. But now being able to be a part of this Spags defense, just what stands out to you the most about his coaching style?
Yeah, I mean, Spags is really kind of the ultimate competitor. I think, you know, an example from practice the other day is, you know, we're doing a situation, you know, we beat the offense in on earlier in the week, and then we come back to practice the same situation again because, you know, Andy wants to try a different thing, and Spags is processing through what he thinks Andy's going to try to do. And I think, you know, the way his mind works, always thinking, what's the opponent going to try to do to attack us? Has really played out in his resume and what he's been able to accomplish. He's constantly competing, constantly trying to find an edge, and does a really good job of utilizing all his personnel and playing to his guys' strengths. And, I think the guys, respect him for it. And, does a really good job. I've really enjoyed getting to know him the past, couple months.
But what they've been able to build, it probably speaks for itself when the Chiefs come calling, right? Why wouldn't you go? But when you went through this process, what really led you to Kansas City?
Yeah, I mean, there were, a number of teams there at the end. And I think, the biggest thing that stood out to me was just how hard Coach Reed, Brett Veach, Spags, our linebacker coach, Brendan Daly, how hard they pursued me and how badly I felt like they wanted me. I felt like I really had a place and a home here, felt valued as a player. And, they saw a lot of aspects of my game that they respected and admired and felt like I'd get used, really well here. And so it was kind of a nice little fit. And, my family were really excited to be here in Kansas City.
Is it at all awkward? I know it's a business, but when you first walk in, playing the Chargers with the Chargers for all those years, going up against the Chiefs, is it a little bit of an adjustment period?
It was. My wife, Jackie, and I joked about it kind of the first day after being in the building for OTAs, and I was like, it was strange. It was a strange first day. As a competitor, they've been maybe our biggest in-division rival, the past 4 years, and I've played them 8 times, had a lot of close games. It was weird at first, but, things have quickly, turned and have built a lot of friendships and really excited for, what we're building this season.
Nice to not have to go up against Mahomes, though, anymore, right?
It's nice. It's nice. He's as advertised, even in practice. So,
what was the first interaction like? When you guys see each other in the locker room after going up against one another for all those years, what's the interaction like with Patrick Mahomes, Drew Tranquil?
I mean, it's like, yeah, I know you. I've seen you on the field quite a few times. It's cool to be on the same side now. We got a lot in common with, two young children, two young married guys, just trying to figure out, their path in life and figure out how to be a dad. And a husband and do this football thing at the same time. So it's cool sharing a lot of commonalities on that front, but kind of a mutual respect and, excited to kind of be on the same team with one another now.
We know you guys are talked about all throughout the year because of the Kansas City Chiefs, but really the last week or two with the dating life potentially of Travis Kelce, is he dating Taylor Swift or not? I know he commented on it today and they've been exchanging some messages back and forth. What has the locker room been like on the whole Taylor Swift situation?
So I got enlightened on the fact through my wife, actually. and I started approaching guys in the locker room to find out on her behalf for her insight. And there's rumors out there. Nobody's really sure. He's kind of keeping a closed door on it, but he seems to want to have her join him at an Arrowhead to see if he can rock it out harder than she did. It sounds like it might be pretty hard, though. It sounds like she goes and does a really good concert for 2 or 3 hours. So, but Travis is a future Hall of Famer and does his thing, so who knows?
Yeah, if you had to advocate on the behalf of Travis Kelce, if Taylor Swift calls up Drew Tranquil and says, why should I come to a Chiefs game to see Travis play, what would you say?
I'd say, well, you're going to witness probably the best tight end in NFL history, and I'd imagine he's going to get in the end zone, and you never know what Travis is going to do after he scores. And so I'd come just for that celebration alone.
Wrapping up with Drew Tranquil. The matchup this weekend up against the Chicago Bears. I know that they're going through a bunch of messy things right now with Justin Fields' comments about the coaching staff. Then he had to walk them back and clarify them. Their offense has been all out of sync, so I'm sure you guys are licking your chops. But when you look at this offense, when you're studying them throughout the week, just what jumps out to you about the Bears?
Well, it's an interesting situation. I feel like whenever there's distracting stuff in the media or even internally within a team, like, those teams typically come to fire out, the next day. I think back on my time at Notre Dame when we fired our defensive coordinator and came out and just guns a-blazing the next game and kind of were united in just kind of this all-out, pursuit of just winning and competing. And so we anticipate them to come out and play really hard, do what they do and run the ball and try to get him outside the pocket. And, he's a threat with his legs. He extends plays. you know, with the best of them in the NFL. And so we're going to have to be on our rush lanes. We're going to have to make sure, you know, we don't get too high in our rush lanes, too inside, and allow them to get out. But they've got a good football team. They've got a lot of good players, and we, you know, anticipate them to come out and play hard. So we're going to have to be focused on us, focused on our game plan, and really on top of things.
By the way, when you look at your old football team in the Chargers, Drew Tranquil, how would you describe your time the last 2 years playing for Brandon Staley?
Yeah, there were ups and there were downs. You know, I look at that stretch when we were really down kind of 2 years ago back in, 2022. And, you know, we won, I think, 5 out of the last 6 games to really give us a position. I ended up losing to the Raiders last game. You know, we make the playoffs last year and then just blow a 27-point lead at Jacksonville. You know, there were some ups and there were some downs. And I think they've got a lot of good players. They've got good coaches. And I think, you know, they're going to figure things out. They're certainly going to play us tough, and we know those games are always tough. But, I'd just say there were ups and there were downs.
I know at the end of October you're going to get your first opportunity to go up against your old team. If you could look ahead a little bit, Drew Tranquil, what do you think the emotions are going to be heading into that game?
They're going to be high, and I'm going to be very, very excited.
All right, last thing I'll ask you. Notre Dame this weekend, I'm sure you want to talk about them. Big matchup against Ohio State. I can't wait to see how this one unfolds. I'm actually optimistic about your Fighting Irish. I think they're going to be able to run the football. The quarterback looks really good in Sam Hartman, and they have a really good offensive line. I had Brady Quinn on yesterday. He was fully confident with Notre Dame taking down Ohio State. Where's your confidence level?
I'm picking Notre Dame this weekend, I think, at home. I think, you know, Coach Freeman, I really like what he's doing. I like the identity of the team. I like the way the Al Golden's using his pieces defensively. I think they play strong defensively. I think they struggled last week against an opponent they felt like they really should have played better against. You know, I think they come out, play solid defensively. I think they run the football with Audric Estime. And I think Sam Hartman, you know, doesn't turn the ball over. And I think they win. I think the defense comes up with a few key turnovers. And I think they get it done.
We'll always enjoy when you join us. Good luck the rest of the way with your new home in Kansas City. And we appreciate the time, Drew Tranquil.
Yes, sir, Zach. Go Irish and go Chiefs, baby.
Facts are facts. Like how contributing to employees' financial security makes them want to work harder for their company. In fact, according to a 2023 study by Principal, 87% of employers say that better employee financial security means employees are more engaged and productive at work. The fact of the matter is that employees want to feel financially secure in their future. So consider this. Principal helps you invest in your employees by providing customized benefits and retirement plans to help keep your employees more engaged and productive. When you take care of your team, they take care of business. That's a fact. Learn how Principal can help you find the right benefits and retirement plan for your team at principal.com/benefits. Products and services offered by member companies of the Principal Financial Group, Des Moines, Iowa. For important information, visit principal.com/disclosures.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
I'm here to tell you about Pom Pom at Home, where comfort meets elegance. Pom Pom at Home is offering 20% off site-wide for a limited time. See why so many of the top designers use Pom Pom's luxury easy care bedding. They have created a timeless, beautiful, coastal living look that incorporates subtle tones and natural fibers, offering a unique touch. Create your dream bed now. Get 20% off sheets, duvets, throws, and more right now at pompomathome.com. Easy to use, easy to love luxury bedding. Just enter code POMPOM at checkout.
Can I get a refill, please?
No one wants to get sidelined by COVID-19, including me. I've got my work, my family. I want to be able to keep my plans. I'm getting this season's COVID-19 shot. It helps protect against COVID-19, which can cause severe illness and hospitalization. Learn about eligibility and schedule your COVID-19 shot on the CDC site vaccines.gov. Sponsored by Pfizer and BioNTech.
Oh, look who's here.